Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, well, we talked earlier this week with Matt Birkbeck. And he's got a great novel coming out. It is coming out. And he's going to be at Barnes & Noble in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday to talk about that. Matt Birkbeck, welcome back to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Bob. It's been a while.
Let's make it a regular thing. Especially because we're excited about your next book as well as this one. Tell us about this novel. It's your first novel, set in the former Mao Chunk. I still call it Mao Chunk, Jim Thorpe, PA. Tell us about it.
It's a book called The Wicked. It's a project that I've actually worked on for almost 20 years. It's when I first thought about it when I was a reporter at the Morning Call and had my first beat there was covering Jim Thorpe and the Eaton in Palmerton and that part of Pennsylvania. And I thought it'd be a neat place to eventually do a book. I never, you know, it was just something that stuck in my head. And I've written nonfiction books, but this one I had always wanted to do. I finally, at the urging of my wife, sat down in 2019 to start writing it. And then I got busy with two other books, The Life We Chose, and an upcoming book I have called The Bookie, which comes out in January. And then I had a Netflix film I did in 2022. So I had a window earlier this year to plan to get The Wicked out, and we did. And it's a passion project of mine. As I said earlier, it's something that I did want to try and do. And I'll be at Barnes & Noble tomorrow in Wilkes-Barre. Signing copies of it.
That's neat. And your book regarding Billy D'Elia, you had an event which was jam-packed. I mean, it had a truly Wilkes-Barre-based subject, but this novel I find just as intriguing and fascinating. I really do. We talked a little bit about it earlier in the week. What are the differences between essentially reporting and writing a book about something that's real, that happened, versus writing this fictional novel?
So doing nonfiction, such as, say, The Life We Chose, the book I did with Billy, and yes, that was some event with Bill when we were there a couple of years ago. 1,000 people showing up for a book signing is amazing. you know, that was Philly. It's different in that with nonfiction, my nonfiction, I've always written narrative nonfiction. So basically you do your research over the course of a year or two, and then you take everything that you've learned and your facts. And for me, I try to create a story around it. So it's almost as if I'm writing fiction, but I am, you know, I have to create a whole story without changing those facts, of course. But I have to make it entertaining and interesting. And as I mentioned to you earlier, I like to think of myself as writing a 2-hour movie to keep the reader engaged. This one was basically just, you know, it's a clear slate. It's an open canvas. I can do whatever I want, but I still have to not just sit here and think about chapters and how the book's going to work and who are the characters and whatnot. I do have to do a lot of research, and I did on Jim Thorpe, previously Mock Chunk, on the history of mining in the region, the Molly Maguires, of course. You know, their history plays a role in this new book. But Jim Thorpe, you know, is just this really fantastic town. And folks, I'm sure a lot of folks that are listening have been there, especially during the fall, and it's packed. You know, I understand they had like 25,000 people take that tourist train last month. So it's just, you know, it's a great and beautiful town, but it's still in the middle of a very depressed region of Pennsylvania. You know, you step outside of Jim Thorpe and, you know, you go west into Lansford, you know, it's tough to look at. Yeah. So, but I did have to do a lot of research, obviously, and that's incorporated in the book. So there are facts in the book, you know, but it is set, you know, it is a story about a murder that takes place in Jim Thorpe, fictitious murder, of course, but, you know, Catholic priest and, reporter who's a famous reporter in Philadelphia who's kind of gone wayward and lost his way, knew the priest and goes there for the funeral, but you know, the priest supposedly committed suicide, and he starts to doubt that, and then we begin his journey, and then we meet all these different characters as we go through Jim Thorpe, and then we ultimately get to the end. In which I've told people this, and you know, the thing that I'm really proud of is I was able to nail the ending, and I ended the book on the very last sentence, which is something that I couldn't do with some of my nonfiction work because I was covering stories that didn't have an ending. So for that, that was pretty satisfying.
Neat stuff. So tomorrow, what time will you be at the Wilkes-Barre Barnes & Noble?
I will be there at 1 o'clock. I'll be signing The Wicked, and they'll also have copies of The Life We Chose, as well as The Quiet Don. Both books I know are near and dear to folks in your neck of the woods. You know, it'll be 1 o'clock until whenever. So, you know, folks, if they can come by and come down, I hope they do.
Well, we appreciate it. Mac Birkbeck, The Wicked is the novel. Wilkes-Barre Barnes & Noble's the place. 1 o'clock tomorrow is the time. Thanks for being with us always, and thanks for writing this book. I mean it.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Take care. He's got one coming up on gambling and betting, sports betting, which I'm looking forward to. It'll be released in January. But check him out tomorrow at the Barnes & Noble.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.